You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New research from the UK has found that even people who have been quite inactive much of their life will benefit from exercise when they are middle-aged or older. A Cambridge University team of researchers examined the relationship between trends in physical activity levels over time and mortality risk among adults in middle age and older. Many Kiwis will be shocked to learn that New Zealand is the 13th worst in the world for physical inactivity and the worst in the OECD. I spoke to Exercise NZ Chief Executive Richard Betty about these findings, which he calls appalling. Why are Kiwis so hesitant to start exercising? And also, who is hesitant? Why are our rates so high and who's to blame?
I think it's a really good question. New Zealand actually has one of the worst inactivity rates, and we need to sort of explain what that means. So the World Health Organization has a guideline of 150 minutes of physical activity a week, which is often broken down into 5 30-minute minutes a week, which effectively that means is, you know, five times a week we need to be somewhat active. And so that includes walking to the bus, it includes, you know, active gardening, anything that moves the body. It doesn't just include going to the gym, but it does mean we've got to move the body for half an hour, 5 times a week. It's not a high threshold, but in New Zealand, just on 50% of us make it and 50% don't. For adults and for children, it's worse. 90% don't do enough. Now, for children, it's a slightly different measure, but the key thing is that we're just not doing enough in New Zealand. We've got a major problem with it.
And why are the figures so bad? Why are our rates so high?
To be honest, we're not sure why, because if you compare New Zealand with our trading partners, often we compare with Australia, UK, even the States when we're looking at demographic and changes. Obesity, type 2 diabetes, we're pretty much up there with them as well. But when we look at physical activity, we're way worse than all the other countries that we trade with and a lot of the countries we often compare ourselves with. So if you look at physical inactivity levels, the countries that are worst are countries like Saudi Arabia and Afghanistan. Now, they have very good reasons why they might have low physical activity levels, but quite simply New Zealand doesn't. What we have noticed in the last 20 years is that structured sport has been declining overall. So the idea of going to practice on Wednesday and a game on Saturday just doesn't appeal to as many New Zealanders anymore. And physical recreation is actually increasing. So that includes going to the gym, going to a yoga class. It also includes things like walking the dog or going for a hike. So these things are increasing in activity and popularity. And unfortunately, the overall rate of us doing it as Kiwis is just not high enough. And there is no one simple answer to what needs to be done.
I was wondering if you have any thoughts on maybe a remedy to this situation. So what can we as Kiwis do to get those rates up?
Well, quite often people talk about information. So they say, you know, here's information, this is what you need to do. But the problem with that approach, it's a bit like going back to the days of smoking is bad for you. Simply saying a piece of information doesn't change behaviour. So whether it's smoking is bad for you, eat 5 fruit and vegetables, or, you know, move your body 30 minutes 5 times a week, just giving someone information actually doesn't change behaviour. And quite often the early interventions focused on trying to get individuals to change their behaviour. But the reality is that unless we change the environment that we work in, and that includes central government in terms of incentivising and the right activities and disincentivising the wrong ones, but also local government in terms of how we have access to physical recreation opportunities, we really need to work together on this one, because there isn't a simple fix, but we need to have a good environment and then also make the right decisions for ourselves personally.
What are some of the consequences of a lack of an active lifestyle or exercise?
So I think I always like to focus on the positive. If you are an active person, and that doesn't, again, those thresholds are not high. So we're talking, you know, 30 minutes of some sort of movement 5 times a week, or 90 minutes of moderate to intense activity. So that's someone that might go to a gym once in a bit a week. That is actually enough. And what that will give you is immense benefit. So it's often said, if we could bottle exercise and put it into a pill, it would be the most prescribed pill in the world. So if we talk about things like heart disease and cancer, it's preventative. If we talk about things like mental health, it is more effective than the most effective antidepressant. And I've got to be very careful there. I'm not saying that people should go off drugs and then go and just exercise instead. What I'm saying is a general public health message if we were all to be active, that would be probably one of the best things we could do for our mental health in New Zealand. So there are so many positive benefits. And if you look at all the degenerative diseases, so things like Alzheimer's, all the diseases that eventually will get us if we live long enough, it's actually preventative and actually slows the development of the disease down. So there's just so many benefits. And not only do we live longer, but we live a more active and happier life, because that's often the key here. It's not just about living another 10 years, but it's about being able to enjoy those 10 years and be active. And a lot of the things that we traditionally associate with aging are actually inactivity, because we all know people who are in their 70s who are, I'll say, running around and active, and they look like a young person and they're acting like one. It's because they're active that we say, oh, they're young, or they're young at heart. Where someone, quite often we know people in their late 50s who are inactive, and we'll categorize them as old, in inverted commas, because they're not active, and as a result, their body starts to slow down, and then they feel old, and they go, oh, it's because I'm old. My knees hurt because I'm old. Actually, the reason that you're not feeling energetic is because you're not being active. And again, it's that use it or lose it mentality that's key here.
Do you have any recommendations for people to get those exercise numbers up, to hit that weekly 30 or so minutes worth of exercise?
So I think the key here is find the activities that you enjoy the most. And if you are one of these people that say, I hate everything, then find the thing you hate the least. But to be honest, most people can find something they enjoy. Now, it might be walking the dog. It might be being around other people. So some people like being around others, so in which case finding a class activity is great. It might be walking with your friends. It might be going to the gym or going to yoga class. But find that activity that you're going to enjoy, because an activity that you enjoy is something you'll stick with. There's no point in me saying you should do yoga because that's the best thing for you. The reality is, if you're not going to enjoy it, then you're not likely to go. So find the activity you enjoy. For some people, it might be something like yoga. For other people, it might be something more intense. Maybe they want to go to a gym session or to a class. But find things that you enjoy. And for some people, it'll be around other people. So people like yourself might be the people you want to go with. Other people like to do it in a solitary way. So again, you find out what it is that you want in your head first, and then do that physically. And lots of those things can be free, can literally be walking the dog a couple of times a week on top of doing the gardening in the weekend, and that might be enough to get 150 minutes. But find an activity you enjoy. That's always got to be the key.
Just before I let you go, Richard, I was just wondering if you had any final thoughts on exercise here in New Zealand.
So if we're going to really change the rates of physical activity in New Zealand, we need a comprehensive approach, and that needs to involve us as individuals in terms of our behaviour. It does need to involve central government in terms of what they're going to incentivise and how they're going to support this. It also needs to involve local government, but it also needs to involve the likes of iwi and community groups. Because this is not just something that we do individually, it's what we do as a collective society. And finally, it needs to involve workplaces, employers, so that they support it, not only in the workplace, but the ability, for example, to people to have a workout during the day, and is that a normal thing to do? So all of us need to work collectively to make that happen, because the benefits to society are actually huge here. If we get this right and actually increase activity levels across New Zealand, everyone benefits. So employers have a more productive workforce, we are happier, we live longer, and ultimately we actually have a lower burden on the health system. And we all know that the health system has basically, you know, crippling costs. There's always more things that they could do with money. So if we can remove some of those costs from the preventative end of the costs and actually deliver them to those that most need it, so things like cancer care, that's where we really need to be focusing. But we need to work collectively on this. We're not going to do it alone.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.